Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana, statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, I got a couple of messages here on the Montana Talks app that came in last hour. Tammy in Kalispell says, good morning, Aaron. I have a fix for this drone problem. Just one Montana duck hunter could take one out. Then we could dissect it and know exactly where it came from. No other country would put up with this. It's shameful that our country does. Have a super day. More coffee. And then a listener in Billings says this. Did anyone read the book The Sum of All Fears by Tom Clancy? All this talk about weapon manufacturing for these drones is reminding me of the terrorist group in the book The Sum of All Fears. Anyway, thanks for those messages. Thanks for listening. Great to have David Noble in the house. David, good to see you. What's going on?
It's great to be here. And the only thing that's going on is I'm just getting sick of the news media right now being nothing more than a bunch of just hit pieces on Trump nominees. I kind of feel bad for you in your position or any political commentator right now, because what's so interesting, I saw this article, the Trump administration has actually instructed their cabinet nominees to not do any media right now.
Until
after they've been confirmed by the United States Senate, right? So there's not a whole lot of media out there with those guys. And so then Trump keep naming all these people. And the only thing the media is doing is just making up fake stories about these Trump nominees. And so that's really, the news is mostly just a bunch of fake hit pieces on these Trump nominees. That's really what the news is.
Well, and it's interesting because, yeah, what you're seeing with the liberal mob media and the so-called mainstream media with what they're doing with these hit pieces on Trump nominees is exactly what the liberal Montana media did. All the TV stations, all the newspapers, all these phony liberal news sources, they wanted to do nothing but hit piece, hit piece, hit piece, attack, attack, attack Tim Sheehy when he was running for the Senate, because they could see that the Senate race was slipping away from them and their little buddy. And so they did nothing but hit pieces and attack pieces. And they would never ask a tough question of a Democrat, but they wanted to do nothing but run hit pieces on Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy. And now they want to run nothing but hit pieces on Army veteran Tulsi Gabbard and Army veteran Pete Hegseth. It's like they have this particular hatred for veteran conservatives in particular.
And it's not just those two. It's Cash Patel. A lot of these other folks, too. But you know what's so interesting is the one person, the one Trump nominee that actually has been going out and doing a lot of media, and boy, has his media been great, is Tom Homan.
Yeah.
And I think the reasoning is because a couple of reasons. Number one, Tom Homan doesn't require Senate confirmation. But number two.
Oh, he doesn't as the.
I don't think the board, as the border czar position doesn't. It's not an official Senate confirmed position, I don't think.
Yeah, because there's some that are presidential. There's a thing called the plum book, where these are every appointment that the president can make.
Like 10,000 of them or something.
Yeah, I forget how many. Maybe 4,000 if I remember. I can't remember. But anyway, it will say PAS, which is presidential appointment with Senate confirmation. It'll say PA, which is just presidential appointment without. And then there's career appointees, which are people that work for these agencies full time, but the president can put them in particular positions. But yeah.
But I've got a theory about why Tom Homan is the only Trump nominee out in the media right now. I'll talk about that.
Good. I want to hear it. All right. That'll be coming up first thing right after this news break.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With partial sun and some cloudiness around the area for today, high temperatures will stay from the upper 30s to the lower 40s. For tonight, we can expect partly to mostly cloudy skies, temperatures headed back in the mid to upper 20s, and the outlook for Friday calls for a mix of clouds and sun. Highs range from 40 in Bozeman to the upper 40s in the Billings area. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
securing America.
Cyber and telecommunications experts testified before a Senate Commerce Subcommittee Wednesday looking into security threats against our communications networks. All of the witnesses focused on China. James Lewis of the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
The scale and audacity of Chinese espionage is unprecedented.
Fellow cyber expert James Mulvenin testifying that
the United States clearly is still in a very deep cyber deterrence hole with respect to China, and the hole appears to only be getting deeper.
Tim Donovan, the CEO of the Competitive Carriers Association, said the threats can't be isolated.
Because of the fundamentally interconnected nature of networks, a threat to one network is a threat to all.
And Lewis reminded the committee that these threats have real-life implications.
A hostile foreign power with the ability to turn off the lights, turn off your phones, is not a position that is very comfortable for your average American.
Kevin Uresky, Fox News.
The Blue Angels are coming back to Billings, Montana. I tell you what, if you were at the Yellowstone International Air Show in 2023, you are going to want to be there for this one, too. And if you missed it, well, now you got a second chance. We broke that big story at MontanaTalks.com, plus a great write-up. Her own record was broken. Her track record at Montana State University was broken, and she celebrated. Check out the reason why, MontanaTalks.com.
Save big this holiday season, all in the Kroger app.
Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
David Noble in the house with us here every Thursday. He was tied up last week. So, yeah, it seems like it's been a while. He's going to be filling in a bunch next week. So you're going to have some great – or not –
2 weeks from now.
2 weeks from now. I'm already getting into Christmas mode here. But, yeah, not next week, but the week after, he's going to be filling in for a series of shows. So we're going to have some great coverage for you throughout the Christmas holiday, through New Year's, et cetera. But, so what's your theory here on why – because this is par for the course. Like, when the president nominates somebody to a cabinet position, you want them to pretty much go media silent – because you don't want to do anything that would disrupt the nomination process. They're going to have their hearing. That's when they'll get the attention and the coverage. And then after that, then they start doing media hits again. But Tom Holman, you know, the incoming border czar, man, he's just been rocking it. What's your theory on why he's the only one really getting out there doing aggressive media appearances?
So he was on Dr. Phil recently, by the way. So there's this like hour-long Dr. Phil interview that's just recently been put up on YouTube. Really good. He was on Mornings with Maria Bartiromo recently. And every time he makes these appearances, he's making very, very strong statements about how immigration enforcement is going to be. I think the Trump administration or the incoming Trump administration has said, hey, Tom Holman, we want you out there doing all of this media to take up all of the oxygen in the room during this period so that we can get a head start on immigration enforcement. We can get this message out now to all of these people so that you start, number one, start prevent, end the incentive to come here, right? If I'm some, you know, Senegalese, you know, guy in Mexico trying to make my way up and I see Tom Holman and some of the stuff he's saying, do I think twice about crossing the border illegally? Or if I'm thinking about joining a caravan in Central America, do I think twice about joining that caravan now after I just saw Tom Holman on TV? And if you're a criminal illegal alien in the United States, do you think twice about, hey, maybe I ought to just go home now before I get picked up by Tom Holman's ICE?
Well, and frankly, the biggest task, one of the biggest tasks that Trump is going to have before him when he's sworn in on January 20th is this deportation plan to get these illegal aliens out of here, starting with the worst of the worst criminals on that list. But the liberal mob media, I mean, they are going to go into full, you know, spin mode to try to provide cover fire for these illegal aliens. And they're going to try to put forth. So that's why you're exactly right. You have to start the messaging war now. You can't wait till January 20th or whenever, you know, Homan is in the job to start the messaging war about the deportation plans more. You got to let the American people know what's coming. You've got to set their manage their expectations so that when the chips start falling, you know exactly why it matters and why it has to happen.
But this is one issue I think that the Trump administration will go to the mat on, because they know they've got the support of the American people. I was even surprised, frankly, and I was watching some of the Sunday shows this weekend, as I usually do on Sunday on Twitch, do live reacts and everything, twitch.tv/lecturefan. But what was interesting to me was how basically, I just lost my train of thought because I started, what were we just talking about?
Sunday shows, Tom Homan, the messaging war, you got to start now.
Oh, I was going to say, okay, so on the Sunday shows, even the media was kind of basically like sheepishly having to admit 57% of Americans in the most recent poll support mass deportations of everybody that's in the United States illegally. And the way you watch the rest of the media and you'd think, oh, wow, you know, most Americans, yeah, they want to deport the hardcore, you know, violent criminal rapist murderer illegally. Actually, no, you're looking at almost 60% of Americans that want everybody
just deported. Yeah.
And of course, that's what's fair. That's what's just. That's what's moral. And you know, you talk about people that have been waiting in foreign countries for years or maybe even decades to come to our country the right way. You know, deporting everybody that's here illegally is the only way to be fair to those people all around the world that have been trying to do it the right way.
And that's why I love Tom Homan's no-nonsense approach, is because people will say, well, you're going to be splitting up families when you deport some of these people. No, we're not splitting up families. They can all move. Why would you allow, like David, if you were here illegally with your daughter and your wife, and they said, well, we're going to send David to another country, you could bring the whole family with you. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know what it is, Aaron? I think it's coming from a lot of these leftists and a lot of these Democrats and a lot of these, frankly, independents or moderates that don't have kids. Because for us,
and don't care about family,
right,
period.
Right.
Yeah.
For us, it's like, okay, if I got deported or if I got exiled, like Alexander Solzhenitsyn did from the Soviet Union, got kicked out of the Soviet Union and said, hey, go somewhere else. Obviously, we're taking the kids with us. That's not up for debate. I don't care what citizenship they have or what citizenship I have. If I'm going somewhere, the kids are coming. These Democrats seem to think like, oh, if you're an illegal alien dad and you get deported, but your kid's an American, you'd rather see your kid get left behind than you have to get deported back. It's like, no, you guys don't understand family values very much, do you?
Well, and these leftists, don't sit here and virtue signal and pretend that you care about these kids. Because
right.
You are the reason why these kids are getting sex trafficked.
Right.
You are the reason these kids are getting sold into slavery. Why do you think hundreds of thousands of kids are missing? Our government has no idea where these kids are. It's because, remember, when they said, oh, Donald Trump is doing DNA tests on these families on the border. You know why he was doing DNA tests? So he could find out if these kids were actually with their parents or with a family member and not some sex trafficker. Oh, but Elizabeth Warren and Joe Biden, they wanted to put an end to that. And now they don't know whose hands these hundreds of thousands of kids have fallen into. So don't lecture us about the kids.
Right.
The children.
Yeah, exactly. It's about as rich as the Democrats lecturing us about spending priorities when we want to spend some money here on the border wall. All of a sudden, the Democrats care about the deficit and the debt so much.
$7 trillion in 3 years they spent, and they're like, wow, we can't afford to ship these illegal aliens
out of
here.
Tom Holman makes a good point, though, that will be a money-making operation for the United States.
Nice.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With partial sun and some cloudiness around the area for today, high temperatures will stay from the upper 30s to the lower 40s. For tonight, we can expect partly to mostly cloudy skies. Temperatures headed back in the mid to upper 20s. And the outlook for Friday calls for a mix of clouds and sun. Highs range from 40 in Bozeman to the upper 40s in the Billings area. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
When Christopher Wray announced his resignation as FBI director yesterday, MSNBC and CNN treated it as huge breaking news that wasn't exactly unexpected. And Donald Trump, who forced this because he wants to put in his guy, Cash Patel. Remember, he appointed Chris Wray and said all kinds of things about him. Didn't exactly stay on the high road. He said the resignation of Christopher Wray is a great day for America, as it will end the weaponization as what has become the United States Department of Injustice. And he went on to say that they've used their vast powers to threaten and destroy many innocent Americans, and also made it about himself because he talked about the raid on his home in the classified documents case. Now, there's an argument to be made that you're supposed to have a 10-year term, so it doesn't tie to any particular presidency, but Donald Trump doesn't do things the ordinary way, and so Wray is out. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What Do You Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager? Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Get it?
This is where Montana Talks Ag with Lane Nordlund.
Continuing our conversation with agricultural meteorologist Brian Bledsoe, who is one of the keynote speakers at last week's Montana Stock Growers Convention in Billings, I asked him, what is the state of La Nina as we look to the new year?
So we kind of put things on pause after October. So really from October to November, we actually saw conditions weaken to where we were barely on the threshold of La Nina activity. And during the past couple of weeks, we have started to see it actually intensify again. And I think that's kind of what we're going to continue to see, at least over the next month or so. This event is going to be weak. It's not going to be a moderate or strong event, which is key. And it's also going to be transient, meaning I don't think this is going to last really beyond, say, February, I think, at the longest. So while that La Nina is here, even in a weak state, I think it is going to act to enhance our wintry pattern here across Montana, but also much of the Northern Rockies, the Pacific Northwest, and just kind of keep that north-northwest sector of the country pretty active over the next couple of months or so.
Tune in tomorrow, where we will have more with ag meteorologist Brian Bledsoe. Or if you'd like to watch the entire podcast episode, visit Lane Nordlund Ag Broadcaster on Facebook. I'm Lane Nordlund. Have a great day.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, David Noble, this is one thing I want to get to real fast, and then you had one more point I know you wanted to get to, and then we'll get to some callers and more here. I know the hour goes by fast, but David, I'm so thankful that you free up your time for us here to join us on the show. So you were talking about the liberal mob media doing these hit pieces on Trump's nominees, and you're tracking this story, but our listeners may not be. So Pete Hegseth was accepted into the U.S. Military Academy at West Point. He didn't end up going to West Point, but he was accepted into West Point. The liberal mob media said, oh, no, Pete Hegseth is lying. He was never accepted into West Point. Now, in the defense of this media, I don't know if it was which reporter it was that ran with this story, a public affairs person at West Point said, yeah, Pete Hegseth was never admitted into West Point. And then the Hegseth team responds, yeah, he was. Here's the letter of acceptance. Oh, my bad. Whoops. And anyway, who made the point here? Sean Davis and many others. Sean Davis from The Federalist made the point here. West Point lied to you about the incoming SecDef, and you didn't think this was worth a story? So basically, when they thought the story was bad for Pete Hegseth, they ran with it. When they found out they were lied to by a government official, they scuttled the story.
Well, but the counter to that is that no, West Point wasn't lying. It's just that until the Republican produced the receipts, they hadn't bothered to go and look at the archive database for the relevant year that you would have known to be looking for even before the Republican produced it. It's like, oh, you forgot to look in your archive database? Like, did you not know that the year that we're looking at was archived before we produced the receipts? Or is that just kind of a convenient excuse? And then my other comment was, just so odd how some these mistakes, whether it's this or that or the other thing, they always seem to go in one direction. Oh, we screwed up. Just so happens that we screwed up here by, oh yeah, no, we forgot to verify that actually the Republicans are correct when they say that these credentials exist. Now, made a mistake there. Never make that same mistake when it's a Democrat, but made the mistake here. Yeah, sorry.
So they're not just corrupt, they're incompetent. neither one is good here. Either way, it sounds like we need to clean house at some of these higher education institutions, including West Point.
Amen.
Let's see. So right before the break, what was the thing?
Oh, I've got a woke update, but no, I think if you've got callers, let's hit the callers.
All right. Well, let's go to Nancy in Roundup. Nancy, did you have a quick question or comment? Thanks for the call.
Well, good morning, Montana Talks family. A couple of quick talking points and something concerning illegal aliens here in Roundup. First, Carrie Lake has been promoted to news commentator on the conservative group Voices of America by President Trump-elect, and the House is having a special election, and we are to gain three more Republican seats, and that's going to give House Speaker Mike Johnson more power. Now, getting to Roundup, I mentioned that we had a Convention of States meeting this past Tuesday. We always have on the second Tuesday of every month at the Back Porch Restaurant here in Roundup. And Barry Usher was our guest speaker. I just love this guy. He is so down to earth, and he works so very hard for us. And he was talking about the judicial department that he's in. And also, one of the other members of the Convention of States mentioned the fact that she's being surrounded by illegal aliens on her way to work, and she's a school teacher at the Kilby Butte Colony, 12 miles east of town. She teaches second and fourth grade, and she's a fantastic, wonderful woman, and she's all alone, and she's very attractive, and she says she's getting tired of it. And we happen to have one of our commissioners sitting in at the meeting, and I said, well, there he is, as a commissioner. And she asked him what they're going to do, what's going to happen here. And the commissioner, he got angry and didn't really want to talk about it. And because, our commissioners here in Musselshell County leave a lot to be desired. But I tried to talk, I talked to Barry about this, and I also about the ICE detention center in Billings that's been closed.
What's the big point? What's the message folks need to hear?
Well, the point of it is to stand together and stick with Barry Usher. And after the January 20th, Trump is going to give the authority to local law enforcement, like our sheriff here in Roundup, and the deputies. They can start rounding up these creeps.
And they'll have an administration in Washington to be able to work with to get rid of these illegal aliens instead of an administration that's been working against them. David, you may not have gotten a chance to hear it because you might have gotten busy with your work day yesterday, but I had a former FBI Hispanic gang expert who lives in Bozeman, Montana. I had him on the show yesterday in the 9 o'clock hour. And during the break, I asked him, hey, what can people look for if they're wanting to know who is Trende Aragua? Who are these TDA gang members, operatives that are on the ground apparently here in Montana? What do you look for? And he said, well, I would caution people from, thinking too much about that, because then you might get people just, assuming that any Hispanic male they see is, a drug cartel operative or a Trende Aragua. But then I asked him about these food delivery drivers, and he said, ooh, I actually would worry about that. On our Montana Talks app that I got to share with you, David, here before I go back to this Trende Aragua story, Kelly in Glasgow, Montana says, I'll bet you those folks with Trump derangement syndrome are really having a total meltdown with Trump being named the Time Magazine Person of the Year.
Yeah,
I mean, imagine the meltdowns that are occurring over that one.
Well, it's funny because actually that matches the same thought that I kind of had in comment I made during the break too, which is imagine being one of these Democrats, one of these liberals, and in your mind, Trump was going to be convicted of all of these crimes. He was going to be thrown in prison. He was going to be removed from the ballot. And most importantly, he was supposed to be rejected by his base and rejected by the American people. Now he's the incoming president and Time Person of the Year. It is classic.
Well, and then we were joking. I need to go pull up the old montage of The View and some of these others before the election. Just cackling up a storm. Trump's going to be in jail. Trump's going to be. It's like the Eddie Murphy comedy routine back in the 80s. I got some ice cream and you ain't got none. And then the ice cream falls off the cone. Floop. Oh, you lost your ice cream.
Yeah, instant karma. Yeah, instant karma.
Is that a flavor of ice cream? Karma? Karma?
It might be.
Yeah, Rocky Road, something like that. All right. Back to this whole Tren de Aragua thing. So when I wrote the story about the Department of Homeland Security confirming that Tren de Aragua has a presence in Montana and about 16 states across the country, if you go back and look at my report on our Montana Talks website from a few weeks ago, I wrote in there about how when I was traveling the state doing all these events at cafes and coffee shops and diners, how there were a lot of food delivery drivers. And I wrote how, you know, I'd start talking even with some of these food delivery drivers. Hey, how you doing? You know, and one guy's like, oh, no inglés. And I'm like, oh, de donde eres, you know, whatever. I try to figure out where he's from. He's like, Venezuela. And I'm like, oh, interesting. I was like, you know, seemed like a nice guy, right? I'm not saying he's a bad guy, but so I said this to the Mr. Bruner, the, you know, Hispanic gang expert who was served in the FBI. I said, yeah, so, you know, you might have a food delivery driver who's from Venezuela. It doesn't mean he's a bad guy. And he's like, yeah, it doesn't. He's like, but I would actually be very concerned about that, because he said one of the things that Tren de Aragua specializes in are burglaries, home invasions.
Oh, yeah.
And think about it. If you're in the Gallatin Valley and you got this nice home and you're gone for the winter, parts of the winter, you're gone for parts of the summer, and you know, can afford to get food delivered to you, you know, because you felt like a cheeseburger, so you paid extra to have someone delivered to you. He says what these Tren de Aragua members will do is they will work for food delivery services so they can case out homes for potential robberies and home invasions. So he said,
makes perfect sense.
He said, be very careful about that.
That's a good reminder too, to never, ever, ever post on social media your upcoming vacation plans, because all that does is notify the world that you're going to be gone for that week while you're posting about your vacation, and you're going to get burgled. So don't post that.
Yeah. Well, Joe Burrow, we heard what happened to him, the NFL.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, a little slow putting my headset back on here. I was trying to print up a tweet that I shared earlier this morning here. Of course, we got the great David Noble in the house. Did your wife hear that? The great David Noble in the house here on this Thursday. Time just flies by. First off, Logan in Roundup sent us a message. I don't know if karma is a flavor of ice cream, but I guarantee you most of the Democrats are eating crow with a side of humble pie. That's from Logan in Roundup. We still haven't talked about really the biggest story of the day from a Montana standpoint. Let me read just a couple of headlines for you here concerning our left-wing mob on our Montana Supreme Court. Montana Supreme Court upholds lower court ruling that allows gender-affirming care for minors. This story is even getting national attention. Fox News Radio covering this decision out of the left-wing Montana Supreme Court. This deals with Senate Bill 99. Let me see the intro on this one here. A state law banning gender transition surgeries for minors will remain blocked for now.
Montana's Republican legislature passed a law banning sex hormones, puberty blockers, and gender transition surgery for transgender minors. But a district court judge said the law is probably unconstitutional, noting the same lawmakers gave Montana residents, including minors, the right to try experimental drug treatments as long as they're recommended by a healthcare provider. Judge Jason Marks had said the transition law likely violated the state's constitutional right to privacy, and now the state Supreme Court agrees. Several states have passed laws both banning or preserving gender transition care for minors. Last week, the U.S. Supreme Court considered Tennessee's ban on gender transition care for minors, which could impact the various state rules once they reach a decision. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Absolutely insane. It shows you just how out of touch our left-wing Montana Supreme Court is. David Noble, your reaction to this?
Well, when you read that headline, they say that this is a prohibition on gender-affirming care for you. No, it's not. You can still gender-affirming care is when a little boy says, "Hey, I want to be a girl," and you say, "No, we'll give you care for a boy." That's gender. No, so this is. I mean, it's crazy to think about that. This is actually happening. And I haven't read the case or anything about it, but obviously I would disagree with it just based on the headlines. To see Montana making national news as and then there was that case, you know, earlier this year where the Montana Supreme Court said little kids have sexual autonomy and can make sex decisions on their own without consulting their parents. And I guess this is kind of in line with that. But to see Montana is now becoming nationally known as the state where little kids can have sex autonomy and can have sex changes without parents and can have abortions without parents involved. Montana is now nationally known as we're the one state where a kid can get an abortion without telling their parents. We're the state where kids can have their genitals surgically altered without their parents. We're the state. Montana is now nationally known as we're the big, big state for little kids to get abortions and little kids to get sex change surgeries. That's not something I'd like to be nationally known for, frankly.
This Missoula judge, Marks, and these folks on our Montana Supreme Court, they are not only turning a blind eye to sanctioning child abuse, they're not just turning a blind eye to child abuse, allowing somebody to chop body parts off of kids. They're not just turning a blind eye to it. They're practically endorsing it with what they just announced yesterday. I said this, the moment I first saw the news, again, not surprised, but I shared something on X and I basically said, hey, keep poking the people of Montana in the eye, Montana Supreme Court. Keep poking the people in the eye, because now that liberal Senator John Tester is out of the way, we're coming to bring back justice and fairness to our Montana Supreme Court. And you know what? It just amazes me that one of these conservatives here in Montana has not already started a political action committee to go back and take back these courts and take back the Montana Supreme Court. I mean, some Republicans will spend all day attacking fellow Republicans. Go after this liberal mob on the Montana Supreme Court. Start your super PAC today and go start raising money for the next race that might be up in 2 years from now. And Justice Lori McKinnon, I think Jeff Essman made a really good point on X the other day. Is she even in Montana? Has she even been in Montana for the past 2 months? Apparently she's living back on the East Coast somewhere and just mailing it in from over there. That's a violation of our state's constitution. So where is Lori McKinnon while she's ruling on behalf of child abuse against kids in Montana? I mean, unbelievable.
And you're seeing legislators like Representative Schubert, others talking about now impeaching these justices, talking about cutting funding for the judiciary. Boy, this is just shaping up to be a contentious session on that front. And I just, like, from a legislator perspective, you do have to sort of wonder, you know, if you're a legislator and the one power you really have as the legislature is the power of the purse, and you're going to sit there and send 20 million or 50 million or I don't even know how much they fund the judiciary. But boy, that's a tough vote to take. Here, I'm going to vote. By the way, I don't consider these bills to be like a ban on gender or these are bills to protect kids against experimental mutilation of their body and other obviously known harms. And what's crazy is to have this decision come out at the same time, at the exact same time when all these national organizations in Europe and everybody else is pulling back from this stuff and saying, no, this, we're not doing this anymore. These, even the non-surgical interventions are very obviously horribly harmful and everything. So you're seeing the country and the world move away from this stuff, and then here we are making national news, trending on Twitter as Montana's the state. Hey, in America, the United States of America, the Montana's the state where kids can get abortions and kids can get genital surgeries without their parents involved. That's what we're now known for. That we're now a center for abortions because all of our surrounding states have a lot stricter abortion rules. So Montana's we're now regionally known as the place to come for abortions. We're the big abortion capital of the Mountain West. It's just crazy to me to think that this is the reality that we're living with. Montana is the abortion capital. We're the big attractor of abortions. Everybody that wants abortions in all of our surrounding states can come to Montana and get their abortions. And now with this becoming nationally known as the state where kids can get genital surgeries. It's just, boy, what a reputation we're developing here.
Oh, and it's all because of this left-wing mob on the Montana Supreme Court and these liberal judges here. I hope that incoming Supreme Court Chief Justice Corey Swanson, who will be sworn in January as the Chief Justice, I hope that through his role as Chief Justice, he can rein in some of this insanity. I also wonder if Jim Rice and Lori McKinnon, if they've just gotten weak, if they've just gotten battered down, if they've just gotten, frankly, too wimpy, because if they've gotten Stockholm syndrome, because, you know, if you were Jim Rice and you were kind of the lone conservative for all those years on the court, or the lone common sense guy, even if not a conservative, he's probably just gotten tired and worn out, so much so to where now he's siding with them on just the nastiest, sickest stuff you could possibly imagine. So what the heck happened to Jim Rice? What is going on with Jim Rice? Hopefully, you know, if he just needs a friend, hopefully Corey Swanson can be that friend to say, Jim, come back to the sanity side.
Well, it is. I mean, it's one of the great mysteries of American history, because not only does it happen sort of at the state level, you're seeing it with that example, but nationally, there's been a long, long history of Republicans appointing Supreme Court justices who turn out to be not what we thought they were. But, you know, I listened to your conversation with Governor Gianforte the other day.
Oh, yeah.
I had this one thought. Okay, so this is so funny, because what this amounts to is the Democrats have a policy position to basically protect the property right, property taxes of people that own second homes. Mm-hmm. Because Governor Gianforte's proposal is to do a property tax reduction for properties that are homesteads in Montana, which means that it's your primary residence and you live there and you're a Montanan and it's one property and that's your homestead and your primary residence. And we can do that because we have homestead laws and we have that already in place. And you can remember, the Democrat proposal during the legislature was to do exactly what Gianforte said would be a bad idea, which would be to reduce all residential property taxes, including residential property taxes on second homes, third homes, fourth homes, fifth homes, and push that off on all of the ag land and all of the small business land, which obviously is a bad idea. Nobody thinks we should give tax breaks to out-of-staters that own their fourth or fifth home and instead increase taxes on ag land, right? But that's what the Democrats were pushing during the last session, which was the takeaway I had from that.
Yeah. TheFederalist.com, to your other point, the United Kingdom, the UK, bans puberty blockers for children indefinitely, citing an unacceptable safety risk. But Democrats in Montana still say, no, they're safe. They're safe. Right.
This is the energy of electrification. Available Taiga's high-performance variant, nearly 500 horsepower and 278-mile EPA range rating. Choose from our complimentary charging packages so you can charge how you want. The all-electric Acura ZDX. This is the energy of innovation. Acura, precision-crafted performance. Count down to the new year in the all-electric Acura ZDX with $0 first month payment and $1 due at signing.
Fox News commentary.
Drones the size of small cars have been hovering over New Jersey for weeks, and once again, the Biden administration is asleep at the wheel. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
The world of business moves fast. Stay on top of it with the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday. Fox Business reporters, anchors, and hosts will bring you beneath the stock market speculation and boardroom drama to tell you about the biggest business stories of today. Whether you're on Main Street or Wall Street, Fox Business is invested in you.
Listen to the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Large drones, some reportedly the size of small cars, have been hovering over New Jersey for weeks, and now residents are getting pretty ticked off. It's not normal to have large and professional-grade drones hovering over an American state for weeks on end, likely surveilling sensitive infrastructure or sites, including President-elect Donald Trump's Bedminster golf course and residence. While the FBI is supposedly investigating, the White House doesn't care to comment. New Jersey Democrat Governor Phil Murphy doesn't know the source or origin of the drones, but is confident there is no known threat to the public at this time. I'm sure the folks living in the flight path are super comforted with that rock-solid reassurance. Whether it's drones over New Jersey, a Chinese spy balloon that traversed several states for a week, or a wide-open southern border, it sure feels like our federal government is asleep at the wheel. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at Outkick.com.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With partial sun and some cloudiness around the area for today. High temperatures will stay from the upper 30s to the lower 40s. For tonight, we can expect partly to mostly cloudy skies. Temperatures headed back in the mid and upper 20s. And the outlook for Friday calls for a mix of clouds and sun. Highs range from 40 in Bozeman to the upper 40s in the Billings area. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
The Blue Angels are coming back to Billings, Montana. I tell you what, if you were at the Yellowstone International Air Show in 2023, you are going to want to be there for this one, too. And if you missed it, well, now you got a second chance. We broke that big story at MontanaTalks.com, plus a great write-up. Her own record was broken. Her track record at Montana State University was broken, and she
said, today, 406-245-9055.
Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks.
So we're going to talk more about the Supreme Court putting a temporary hold in place, keeping the temporary hold in place against SB 99. We'll talk more about that coming up in the 8 o'clock hour of the show. We've got reaction from the Senate President-elect and current Speaker of the House, Matt Regeer, out of Kalispell, who was with us on the show here recently. He sent out a video reaction as the news broke yesterday. I'll have that for you in the 8 o'clock hour of the show. And then, you know, we're going to talk judicial reform. Talk about timing. We're already scheduled to talk judicial reform with Senate Majority Leader Tom McGilvery in the 9 o'clock hour of the show, so you know this is going to come up then as well. David Noble had to run, get back to the office, but he had one more woke update. Basically, there was a ruling out of the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals that struck down these DEI guidelines at the stock exchange. And David said the most interesting thing was at these stock exchanges, because of the pressure from like the Biden administration, they were forcing major companies to put transgender folks on their boards to run these major companies. You wonder why this country is being run into the ground at the corporate level as well. There you go. But anyway, the Fifth Circuit ruled against those mandatory guidelines. So that's another great woke update of the week. We've got Teddy Vogel in the house from the Chase Hawks Rough Stock Rodeo. And they got a concert coming up, of course, this year as well. December 21st, it kicks off. Teddy, great to see you.
Good to see you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's great to see you. I'm going to just flip your microphone up there.
There we go.
There we go, yeah. Hey, tell us, what's the most exciting stuff to talk about with Chase Hawks coming up this year? It's always one of the most fun events before Christmas.
Yes, it is a great, great way to kick off the holiday season. This is our 29th year of our Rough Stock Rodeo. So we are very proud of that, very excited to be bringing back the top cowboys and top rough stock directly from Vegas. I've been checking my entry list against the guys down there in Vegas, and we are really going to be the 11th day of the NFR this year. We've got some great competitors coming. Sankey's will be bringing their Bronx back. We'll have the Black Tie Mustard. Two Buck Chuck from Powder River is coming, that big paint horse. So we're super, super excited about that. The weather is going to be phenomenal, like in the 40s, I think, next weekend, they said. So roads will be clear. It'll be perfect reason to come to Billings and check out the Rough Stock Rodeo. Case Harden's going to be our concert this year. For folks that follow Red Dirt, he is top in the charts in Texas. He's really big down there. We're very excited to bring him in. And, of course, we'll be bringing the stage from the ceiling. We fly the stage down to the dirt after the rodeo's over. So that's a spectacle in itself.
Wow.
It's cool.
You're just saying he's chopping the charts down in Texas right now. He's even ahead of Aaron Watson. Aaron Watson is great. That song, Freight Train. If you ever need a pick-me-up during your day, just listen to Aaron Watson, Freight Train. And you'll be like, oh, man, let's roll. Hey,
it's my ringtone on my phone.
Oh, is it? Oh, nice. Yeah. Somebody should call you right now. Turn your ringer on. Because, that's a great song.
It is a great one. So we're excited to have Case and his crew come up here and join us. And then, of course, we'll have all the talent. We our clown this year, Keith Isley, is actually retiring. So we get one of his very last rodeos. So we're very, very lucky to have him. Will Rasmussen will be the announcer. So
Will's a great guy, yes.
Oh, he's so much
Rasmussen's
fun.
Rasmussen's brother, and he's a multi-time PRCA Rodeo Announcer of the Year, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
Nominated again this year. He was in the top five. And so we're looking forward to bringing all this great talent here for the folks in Billings to see. And then, of course, the most important part of it is every dime that we make from this event goes back into our community crisis fund. And so throughout the year, we provide grants up to $2,500 to families in need. And it could be for anything from a car repair to travel for medical reasons. We'll cover hotel and food and fuel to get you where you need to go, home repairs. Every crisis is different, and you just don't know when one will hit. And so we can fill in those gaps when the other resources may not be able to immediately get you some funds or some help. We can do that.
And so if you're watching the NFR on TV right now and you're like, man, I really wish I was there. I really wish I could see some of these Cowboys in person. Well, you can.
You can.
At the Chase Hawks Rough Stock Rodeo and Concert coming up December 21st at the Metra in Billings. Best way for people to get tickets or more info?
Metro Park box office, metropark.com for tickets. More information on Chase Hawks at chasehawks.com.
All right. Well, send anybody our way when the Cowboys start getting into town that week as well. We'll throw them on the radio. Thanks
for joining us.
Sounds great.
Thanks for having us.
The notion that North America was moving a few inches a year used to be met with laughter in scientific circles, as was the idea that Missoula was once a lake. Yet those theories and others are now the accepted wisdom. Is that way in economics as well? The idea that the money supply was irrelevant and the Fed had almost no power to control inflation or the economy was met with derision when it was first introduced in the 70s and 80s. The so-called new monetary economic folks were simply wrong. Giants in the field like Milton Friedman and Paul Samuelson said. But economics textbooks are rewritten from time to time, and circumstances and ideas change. In case you haven't noticed, cash is not nearly the big deal it used to be. The biggest holders of cash these days are people overseas. Domestically, less and less cash is kept on hand. So what exactly is supposed to happen when the Federal Reserve makes more of it? I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.